Hi,
my name is Rami, and this is an exercise. I'm working with critical inner voices using a process called inner work. Well, you might be interested in or wondering about what is meant by critical inner voices. So I'm going to give you a few examples so you have an idea of what I mean. So sometimes you may say something like in a class or with a group or something at work, and after you say it, you think to yourself, why did I say that? What's wrong with me? What are other people thinking about me? There's a voice that just keeps stirring and whirring in your head, letting you know that there's something wrong with you. It may be very harsh or it may be very subtle. Whatever it is, there's a voice that speaks to you. So today, we're going to do a little bit of work on what we call the inner critic. For this inner work, you may want to have something to write with, a pen or pencil, and a piece of paper. So why don't you take a moment and get that? You can feel free to pause the audio right now so you can get those materials. And when you're ready, come on back. By the way, you can pause this anytime during the process too. Okay, welcome back. I just want to say one more word about inner work to simplify the meaning for you. Very simply, it means using your awareness to notice whatever comes up. So it could be a voice, it could be an image or a vision. You may have a physical sensation or even an impulse to move. Whatever it is, just use your awareness to notice and follow it. And by following, I mean just go with it. All right, let's get going. What I'm going to ask you to do now is just take a moment to get comfortable. Feel free to find a place in the room where you'll be comfortable for maybe another 10 minutes or so. If you have a comfortable chair, you might want to sit there. If you want to lay down on the floor or on a bed, or even to move about the room, that's fine too. Whatever works for you. So take a moment and find your spot. I just want you to know that you can't do this wrong. Whatever you do is just right. Just follow your process. Follow yourself. Trust the process. Once you have settled, close your eyes and take a few deep breaths, maybe 5 or 6. Go at your own pace and start to move inside, bringing your attention inward, starting to relax. Relax your mind. Relax your body. Relax your entire self. Sink into being. Sink into the moment. Now take a moment to consider a time when you become aware of a critical inner voice. It may have been something recent or sometime in the past. Do a bit of a scan and see if you can find a time when you became aware of an inner critical voice. Notice what comes up inside of you now. Do you hear it? Do you have a physical sensation? Does your body want to move? If you have that impulse, it's fine to move. Just notice what comes up. If more than one thing arises, just pick one. Choose the one that you feel curious about, or the one that feels closest to you, or the one that is most mysterious. Pick one. When you're ready, take your paper and pen or pencil or marker and make a drawing or energy sketch of whatever you have focused on or whatever you have chosen. An energy sketch is a quick, free-form mark that represents the energy or quality of what you are noticing or experiencing. So go ahead and make your energy sketch. Once you're done with your drawing, take a look at it. And take a look at it and notice what quality it has. For example, is it wiggly or straight? Is it strong or very light? Is it wavy or sharp? Those are examples. Take a look for yourself and find the quality that you notice. And give that quality a name. Maybe make a little note of the name. Now imagine that this quality is a figure. Let it evolve inside of you. What kind of figure is this? See if a figure arises. Notice if it moves or sits still. Notice its posture. Perhaps it makes a sound or has a rhythm. If you feel free in the moment to just make a small hand gesture to express this figure, go ahead and do that. Take your time, bit by bit. Let yourself feel into it and become this figure. Maybe the other hand wants to join. And your arms and shoulders. Let your body get into it. Or just sit still. Whatever works for you. Become this figure. Once you have become it a little bit, let it fill out. If there is a sound or a rhythm, you can sing it or say it. Just let it out. And once you and this figure have become one, allow yourself to see through the eyes of this figure. Look out. What is its world view? How does it see the problems of its world? Give yourself a bit of time with this. Let yourself see. Let yourself hear. Let yourself feel. Let yourself move. Let yourself look out at the world. And when you are ready, see if there is any advice or wisdom that this figure has for you. Specifically, when an inner critical voice arises. Give yourself time for this. Once you have something, it can be a little something or a big aha, whatever comes, take it. Take a few moments to reflect on what you've discovered and find a way to capture any meaningful information you found. Maybe write down a few words or write a little quick poem. Or sing a song, or dance around the room. Whatever works for you, see if you can capture any meaningful information from the inner work. This is the end of the inner work on working with critical inner voices. Before you return to your other activities, you might just want to take a minute or two to just look around, get back in the room, get back in your ordinary self. I just want to thank you so much for visiting Deep Well. Perhaps you'll join us again at another time.
Hi, this is Cindy Trewinski, the creator of Deep Well. I would love to get your feedback on the inner work you just experienced. If you would be willing to take a moment to share your thoughts, please click the survey link for this inner work. Your input will help me create a better experience for all our listeners. Thank you so much.